The Washington scene. Lobbyists and special interests in control. Government spending out of control. Betsy Markey says enough is enough. Her economic plan cuts spending. By paying as we go, we'll save hundreds of millions. Fiscal discipline is nothing new to Betsy Markey. It's how she met a payroll, dealt with health care costs, and made her company one of America's fastest growing businesses. Fiscal discipline is how Betsy Markey is making her mark.
I'm Betsy Markey, and I approve this message.
What do we know about politician car salesman Tom Ganley? We know used car salesman Tom Ganley was sanctioned for deceptive advertising. Now he says he wants to bring jobs back from overseas. The same Tom Ganley who signed a pledge to protect tax breaks for companies who ship jobs overseas. Can't trust Tom Ganley on cars. Can't trust him on jobs. We just can't trust Tom Ganley.
There's a right way and a wrong way to cut government spending. Here in Nebraska, we understand that. And so does Ben Nelson. Ben's fighting to tear up Washington's credit card while protecting senior citizens. No radical changes to Medicare or Social Security. Because Ben Nelson believes in responsible budget cuts.
Nebraskans will obtain better care at lower cost.
That protects Nebraska's seniors.
Corporate executive Bob Turner lives the high life.
It's a $250 million gamble with your money.
While you struggle to pay the bills. Turner supports tax loopholes for corporations, but would cut benefits for Medicare and Social Security, even raise the retirement age. That's why the Times endorses David Weprin. He'll protect Social Security and Medicare and the middle class. The Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee is responsible for the content of this advertising.